Same song, different verse. Kamala Harris pushes assault weapons ban, universal background checks. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 23, 2024. In her first campaign speech since President Joe Biden abandoned his pursuit of re-election, presumptive Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris pushed an assault weapons ban and other gun controls Biden has pushed for years. Speaking in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Harris said, "Every person in our nation should have the freedom to live safe from the terror of gun violence." She promised, "We'll finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban." Joe Biden has long pushed for a ban on certain firearms. In the lead up to the 2020 election, he began pushing for a ban on AR-15s and other guns that Democrats label assault weapons. On August 12, 2019, MSNBC noted that Biden expressed his commitment to ban assault weapons and made clear his belief that the Second Amendment is not absolute. Since that time, throughout his first 3 years in office, Biden has pushed an assault weapons ban at every opportunity. Most recently, after the failed assassination attempt against Donald Trump, Biden pushed to outlaw AR-15s and similar firearms. It appears Harris is picking up exactly where Biden left off. Watch. A.W.R. Hawkins, Universal Background Checks Equals Gun Registry. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.